interesting, based on what we saw with breast cancer over the last 10 or 15 years, when the EXACT trial came out, even though it was stage 3, my first thought was, oh, people are going to take this and start using it as stage 2. They already know the benefit's not that great. Now you're taking an oral medication, et cetera. And that really hasn't happened, I don't think.
No, actually it has. Oh. I see a lot of folks who, you know, stage 2, middle risk, let me give you Xeloda. But to me, that makes no sense. If you're going to do it right. You might as well go all the way and give the best drugs you can give if you're going to expose somebody to 6 months of chemotherapy. So Xeloda by itself, I don't think is a great choice. I do reserve it for patients in whom I really don't want to give oxaliplatin. That could be a nerve toxic patient. It could be a patient who really simply doesn't want the infusion port. I'd rather give Xeloda than nothing. I'm not yet at the point of giving Xelox as a routine and adjuvant therapy, but if a patient said, I simply will not do infusion 5-FU, I'd rather give out Xelox than bolus, even though we do have the data from Norm with the Phlox data.
Clearly, in private practice, based on our patterns of care studies, people are shifting towards Xeloda as opposed to 5-FU leucovorin, both for stage 2 and stage 3. But I still wonder about it in not the older patient, not the patient with comorbidity. And I've heard people tell me about cases like this, working people who understand the numbers and just don't know that they really want to go out and take FOLFOX and, you know, want to do something.
Right. That is sort of the middle road ground. Want to do something, but don't want to carry a pump for 2 days. Again, I try and do what I can to balance that with patients, but putting a port in a patient in the adjuvant setting is one more step. It's one more hassle for that patient. But I have to say, as you know, I don't have any trouble talking people into this, but when I see it out in the community, I do cringe a bit. I was down the slippery slope because I was desperate for something else to give patients of giving CPT-11 in the adjuvant setting. I was sure that was right. It worked in metastatic perfectly, and it didn't play out in the adjuvant setting. I don't really understand why, but it didn't. You know, we used to give out bone marrow transplants for breast cancer because we were sure that was right. So I caution people, particularly around curative therapy, of trying to use regimens that have some proof of benefit behind it. There's a little mystery to adjuvant that doesn't seem to play out necessarily in the metastatic setting. Fiddle all you want in metastatic. That's okay with me. The Phlox regimen gives us permission to give 5-FU at least 2 different ways. The bolus regimen with the NSABP study, the infusion regimen with the Mosaic study. I believe the EXACT study shows equivalence of oral with IV bolus, and maybe a bit better. And I really don't think it's much of a leap of faith to say that oral is the same as infusion, or at least in the ballpark with infusion. But notice that relationship doesn't exist in the metastatic setting, where infusion seems to win, oral comes in a close second, and bolus comes in a third, and actually a distant third. So it does appear that adjuvant is different than metastatic with the flavor of 5-FU.